a blessed morning to each and every one of you who are under the sound of my voice. Today is Tuesday, November the 25th, and on behalf of Pastor Aubrey Gregory, I would like to welcome each and every one of you to Global Time with Christ Jesus. My name is Sister Christine LeMay, and it's with great honor I am taking the place of your host this morning. We know that God has called us, his people, to cry out and to stand in the gap for others. So every morning as we come on this prayer line, that is what we are called to do, and that is what we intend to do. This morning, I and I know the whole of America is so heavy-hearted. I guess most of you must have watched TV last night and saw the decision that the grand jury came up with concerning the case in Ferguson. And it's with heavy hearts that we wake up this morning, but I and many others know who is the judge, who is the jury, and who has the last say. We know that vengeance belongs to God. Hard as it is to accept and hard as it is to deal with, because I know that mother heart must have dropped a second time. But we know that our master is in control of the justice system and every other system on the face of the earth, not only here in America. I would like to open myself in prayer this morning, reminding us that prayer changes things. And we have to continue praying no matter what, because he promised us and he commanded us to pray without ceasing. So again, I would like you to join me in prayer for our nation, for the world, because it's not only happening in America here, it's happening all over the globe. And that is why we call this session Global Time with Christ Jesus. Father, I come to you this morning in no other name but the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. I come to you, Lord, thanking you and praising you for yet another opportunity to come before your throne, to boldly come before your throne, Lord, asking you to forgive us for our sins. You promise us, Lord, that if we, your people who are called by your name, will humble ourselves, turn from our wicked ways, and call on your name, you will heal the land. And I am asking you this morning, Lord, we are humbling ourselves. We are turning from our wicked ways and we are calling on you, Lord, to heal the land. Father, you see and you know everything. And we know that you are the last judge, you are the jury, and you have this situation in Ferguson in your hands. But I pray that you bring peace, the peace that passeth all understanding, the peace that cannot come from man, Lord, because your words say, when we say peace, peace, there shall be utter destruction. But Lord, we humble ourselves this morning, and we come before you, asking you to search our hearts, to forgive us for our sins, to help us, Lord, to turn to you and to let you do it, Lord. Help us to let go and let you truly do it, Lord, so that the mess that we have made of this world, you would take care of it. I come to you, Lord, asking you to touch the people of Ferguson, to touch the parents of this young man and the immediate family and everybody who are involved. Father, I come even asking you to touch the young policeman who have pulled the trigger in his eyes and in the eyes of the law. He has done nothing wrong. But Father, we know that this young man's blood is crying out for justice, and justice will preserve through you. So we humble ourselves this morning and we ask you, Lord, to intervene. And not only in this situation, Lord, but there are so many other situations that we do not hear about, that we are not aware of. And we bring the whole justice system of America, the whole justice system of the world before you, Lord. Because you see and you know everything. You know the beginning and you know the end, because you are Alpha and Omega. So we come boldly before your throne this morning, Lord, asking you to take control. Take control, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I have two scriptures I want to share this morning. And we know that the protocol is that if you have a prayer request or you have a praise report or you have anything to say, exhortation, consolation, encouragement, you just press 1 and your line would be open. This morning I would like to share the scripture from Ephesians chapter 6, because we know that what is going on in the world and what is going on around us, some of us might say, you know, it's not affecting us, but it is getting closer to home. It happened in Florida, it happened in Ferguson, it happened in New York with Sean Bell how much years ago, and it will not stop. Because as Pastor Aubrey always say, it's a demon of darkness, it's a demon of evil, and this demonic spirit needs blood. And it will not stop shedding the blood of a young black man, shedding the blood of our people, because it's not only black men, it's our people. And we, the people of God, we have to come together. The churches have to truly come together and fight these demonic forces. And Ephesians chapter 6 from verses 11, we know that we are not fighting flesh and blood. So we cannot fight this demon with all flesh. He is fighting for blood. So we have to take up the armor that God has given us, which is not carnal. Right? Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 11 say, you have to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We cannot fight these things with flesh and blood. We have to take up the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So we, what they are doing in Ferguson, that will not work because they are fighting in the flesh. We have to get together. God has given us the authority to take up the weapons of our warfare and fight a good fight. The second scripture comes from 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 24. And if thy people Israel be put to the worse before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall return and confess thy name, and pray, and make supplication before thee in this house, then hear thou from heaven, and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again unto the land which thou givest to them and to their fathers. So all around, the word is telling us we have to pray. We have to pray, and when all is said and all is done, we stand and we give him supplication of praises. And unless we do not understand or come to this understanding, it's not going to end in Ferguson. It is going to continue. And it's coming, I don't know if you all noticed, it's coming closer and closer to home. When you can't even send your children to school and be comfortable knowing that they are safe, we need prayer. They have taken out prayer from the school. And since they do that every month, I don't know if you are keeping record, but every month there is a killing, there is a shooting in the schools, in some schools. And it's not only in colleges, it's in the elementary school, in colleges, in the school. We, the people of God, need to get serious about our part in helping bring back the land to the Lord. Again, if we have any prayer requests or any praise report, any word of consolation, you are free to come on the line. If not, I would just continue going on this morning. I want to pray for families because there's a lot of hurt in family. There's a lot of family breakdown. And some of the causes of what's going on in our society is because of the breakdown of family. Heavenly Father, I come to you this morning, bringing families before you. Father, you have created family from the beginning. You have created man and woman, and you told them to multiply, to go out and multiply. Father, I bring families before you. We have such a breakdown in family life and family structure that it is causing a breakdown in society. So I bring families before you. I bring the family of the nation. I bring families in general, Father. I pray that you would bring back the structure of a father and a mother and children. I pray that you will bring back the structure, Lord, of what you created family to be. One man, one woman, and for them to multiply and bring offspring. Father, I rebuke the spirit of disorder. I rebuke the spirit that is causing society to believe that a family is made up of two men or two women and the adoption of children. I bring before you, Lord, the demonic forces that is causing society to think that it is comfortable to believe that this order is right. We know, Lord, that you did not place this order on earth, and we come against it in the name of Jesus. Father, help us who know the word, and help us who know the right structure of your creation to be boldly and carefully teach others that it is not right. You did not create Adam and Steve. You created Adam and Eve. And Father, help us to be examples of your creation, of your true and right creation. I bring families everywhere before you. And I ask you, Lord, to bring back your structure, bring back holiness, bring back righteousness. Help us, Lord, as parents, to walk upright so that our children, our grandchildren will see and want to follow. Lord, help us to leave an inheritance of righteousness and holiness for our loved ones and our children. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, if you have any prayer report or prayer request, I would. You are free to come online at any time. I think that Pastor has left the lines open so that you, if you press star 1 and you didn't get on, if, hello? Yes, I'm hearing someone, so I know that the lines are open. Okay. Yes, go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Good morning. You are on.
Beautiful day.
Yes, it is. Praise God. Okay. I think someone is trying to get on. Hello? Okay, as I said again, the lines are open, and you are free to come on at any given time. My other prayer request is, I have a praise report. I truly want to thank God for all that He has done and all that He is doing in our ministry, Dog Gospel Tabernacle. The reason why Pastor is not here this morning is because he had to be at the church for 6 o'clock to receive the rest of the turkeys. And we really want to thank God for blessing us and opening doors and giving us the privilege to be a blessing to those who are less fortunate than us for Thanksgiving. Just last night, you know, I lied down and I was thinking about Thanksgiving and thinking about Christmas, and I have for years now, I have come to the knowledge and the understanding that Christmas is every day. Thanksgiving should be every day. We should not wait until Christmas or Thanksgiving to share or to give or to help the less fortunate than us. Because after Thanksgiving Day and after Christmas Day, some of these people are right back to their situation and their circumstances. So I have bring myself to the knowledge and to the understanding that if you can make somebody day a Christmas day other than December 25th, it is such a blessing to give, even if the occasion is not an occasion to give, but Christmas and Thanksgiving should be every day, whether it's just with your time or with a word of encouragement or with a hug. Christmas should be every day. Yes, we know that Christ was born on the 25th of December is when we celebrate his birth. But he gave his life, which was the ultimate gift. He gave his life on the cross for us, and that's the ultimate gift. We're supposed to celebrate that gift every day. We're supposed to share that gift every day, not only Thanksgiving or Christmas. So this morning I am very grateful and very thankful for all that God has given me, not only at Christmas time, not only at Thanksgiving time, but through all the year, 365 days for the year. He has kept us, he has covered us, he has watched over us, provided for us, and I am very grateful for what God has done for the past 11 months. I would like to lift up people who are less fortunate than us, who does not have the opportunity or does not have what we have for their family. I would like to lift up the homeless. I would like to lift up people who have no food, don't know where their next meal is coming from. And we who are so fortunate that we know what we would be eating for Thanksgiving, we know where we would be going for Thanksgiving, but there are some families and some people who do not have that pleasure, if we want to call it a pleasure. But I lift up, someone has something to say? Is someone on the line? Okay, I would go ahead. Am I being heard? Could someone just let me know if my line is open? Just say amen or hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, thank you, Jesus. As I was saying, I would like to lift up unfortunate families who are less fortunate than us. Some of them does not know what they are going to be eating Thanksgiving day, or as a matter of fact, what they are going to be eating today, where the next meal is coming from. I would like to lift up the homeless people. I would like to lift up, I have a very soft heart for some men that we minister to at the Goodwill shelter. Then I would like to lift up the men from Harbor House. I would like to lift up families everywhere that does not have the opportunity that we have to sit at the Thanksgiving table. I would like to lift up those who are incarcerated, those who have families. We have children who mother is in prison, father is in prison. I would like to lift up these individuals. Father, I come to you this morning in no other name but the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I come to you humbling myself. We come to you humbling ourselves this morning, Lord, thanking you for what you have blessed us with and asking you, Lord, to provide for those who are less fortunate than us. This morning I lift up the men of the Goodwill shelter. Some of them have no family. Some of them have nowhere to rest their head. But then I come this morning asking you to touch each and every one of them who pass through that Goodwill shelter. Provide for their every need, Lord. I pray that you would provide a meal, Lord, that you will put your arms around them, that you will comfort them, that you will let them know, Lord, that you are with them no matter what the situation, no matter who have turned their backs on them, that you are always there with them. Father, I thank you for the staff of the Goodwill shelter that is diligently working, diligently working every day to provide meals, to provide shelter, to just be a comfort to these men and women. Father, I lift up the Harbor House where these ex-convicts are sheltered, Father. I know most of them are away from their family, Lord. But I ask you to be a father. You promise us that you will be a father to the fatherless, that you would be a husband to the widow. You promise us that you are married to the backsliders, Lord. And I lift them up this morning, Lord, asking you to touch, asking you to open the hearts of those of us who are fortunate enough to have a family, to have a roof over our head, to have plans for Thanksgiving. Father, I ask that we, when we sit at our table, that we will give a thought for those who are less fortunate than us. I ask these and many more blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, if you are on the line and you have something to say, or you need to say or share something with us, you are free to come on at any time. I think someone is trying to get on. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, Sister Christine. I don't know what happened, but I was trying to speak before, and for some reason you wasn't hearing me.
Well, I was hearing you, and I was saying someone is trying to get on, and I don't know hearing you.
I think that was somebody else, but anyway, I give God thanks this morning. Truly, truly, truly give God thanks. Because, like you said, every day should be a day of thanksgiving because of God's grace and His mercies. Because He didn't have to do what He did. He sent His Son. Can anybody just think for a minute? Would you take your child and put them in any kind of danger? Any kind of danger. Would you willingly just give up your child? Far more to know it would be to the point of death. No. I am being honest. I would not. And I know that if we're truly honest, we would say the same. We would not. Because this is your child. This is your heart. This, even if that child is when they're little and they're given trouble and you feel like you want to discipline them every minute, but you do that. You really want to do that. Nobody else in your mind, you know, they ain't supposed to do nothing to my child but me. No matter how, they might be rude, they might grow up, they might be disobedient to you, but you hear something happen to them and you, oh my God, your heart's beating because it's your child, you know, this little person, or even when they've grown to you, they're still little, it came from you. And you feel it in your core. Even your grandchildren, I remember one Sunday afternoon, I came from church, and I just changed my clothes and was settling down, and the phone rang, and it was my daughter calling to tell me that her son, which is my grandson, had just got knocked down. I didn't even wait for her to finish speak. I dropped everything. I picked up the phone. I dialed back the taxi company that I knew, and I asked the guy, please send me a taxi right away. I need to go. And he said, okay, Mama, okay. I said, and in 2 minutes, I thank God for him. And I was over there in the quickest time that you could ever think of, because I feel it in my core. I was like, oh, my God, Lord, and I begin to pray. I call people, pray for Micah. He just got in an accident because I feel it. So think on that. Think on that. Whenever we're deciding to do something or not to do something, remember that we have to always give thanks to the Lord, no matter what our situation. It might not be all rosy and peaches, but in everything, the Bible says to give him thanks, because if you're going through something, it's for a reason. It's maybe to teach you a lesson. Maybe he's ready to take you to another level. Hallelujah. But just give him thanks and say, Lord, I don't know, but I leave everything in your hands, because you are the all-knowing and all-seeing God. And just give him thanks. You have no money to pay the bills? It's all right. Give him thanks. And just ask, say, Lord, I remember you said in your word that you will grant me favor. As long as I stay faithful to you, that you will always be faithful to me. I thank you, Lord, because I know my bills will be paid. I was working for a season of over 6 months. And till this morning that I'm speaking to you, I cannot tell you how it was done. But my rent was paid. I had Avalon Small going to school. She went to school every day. She didn't miss a day. And we have food on our table. I thank God. I don't know how it was done. And you know what was the sweetest part of that? Back in that time, I was backslidden. But he still took care of me. He still took care of us no matter what. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. He is always with us. We are the ones that step away and step out of our relationship with him. But he is always there. He's always there. Faithful and sure. True to his word. Can you trust anyone else in this time? Can you really trust anyone else? No.
No.
But you trust the Lord. You could stand on his word. We could stand on his promises, and so more. Every time you think about it, there's a reason to give him thanks. There's a reason to give thanks. There's a reason to praise him. There's a reason to lift up our voices and just worship him and be in his presence. Thank God this morning for all of his blessings upon everyone on this prayer broadcast that is under the sound of my voice. I give thanks to them on their behalf, Lord. And I pray, oh God, that we would forever have hearts of thanksgiving for all that you've done, all that you're doing even right now, Lord God. And we're looking forward for you to do even more. So, God, we're going to praise and thank you in advance for what you're
Hallelujah.
Doing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord,
Jesus.
We praise you. Lord, we bless
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we glorify you.
Lord,
this
we
morning,
give you a
supplication
of praise and
you
thanks
are
this
Lord.
Morning.
You are almighty.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
There is no God like Jehovah. We
yes,
bless
Father.
You, Lord, this morning, God.
We thank you, Lord.
We
help us not
we
to take you for granted, Lord. Help us not to take your blessings.
You. We
granted,
thank you,
Lord.
Don't have
oh, but to be thankful every day.
God,
it's only
you.
Christmas
we
Day or Thanksgiving
you.
Day, Lord,
thank
but
you.
Every day.
Thank you.
Let
Hallelujah.
Us be thankful unto you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank you for
your
mercy and your grace.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you. It's only because of your mercy and your grace we are not past
you.
Your word
says, Lord,
that is because of your mercy that we are not consumed. It's because of your compassion,
Lord.
We thank you for your mercy, Lord. You promise us new mercy every morning. You promised us gracious, your faithfulness.
Things are possible. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Help us to search and to try our ways, Lord. And to turn to you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we lift up our hearts, our hands unto you, Lord.
Jesus.
Come on, if you're on this line, I know you have something to be thankful for. Just the fact that he brought you up this morning, when you open your eyes, you can see the light. When you get up, you can walk. Somebody don't have to push you on a wheelchair. You're not in a hospital bed with you through your body. We have something to be thankful for. And I know there's more than two or three on this line. We should lift our voices up.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And thank him for his mercy and his grace, because it's only because of his mercy. Lord, I thank you for giving me the experience to know what it is to live by your grace.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your amazing
Lord.
Love, God. Oh, Father, if it wasn't for your love,
we turn away. You did not turn away. And as Pastor said, the theme for this week is he would never leave us nor forsake us.
You love us so
and I
much,
want
so
you to go with that in
more
your
than
heart.
We can even love our own self. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
My prayer this morning as we get off this prayer line is that today we would not ask for anything. I know that we have a lot of things that we need, but we have already given our petition to him. And he sees and he knows everything. He knows what we need even before we need it.
Thank you, Lord.
So I would like each and every one on this line today to just let this day be a day of thanksgiving, a pre-thanksgiving day,
Jesus.
Before Thursday. Let's just take today
Thank
as
you,
a
Lord.
Thanksgiving day, not just to sit down at the Thanksgiving table and to eat and drink and be merry, but to truly thank God all day today for the rest of the day, for everything he has done for us before Thanksgiving Day.
Lord.
Because it is ironic and it's a fact of life. Some of us don't even know if we will make it for Thursday morning.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Many people would not get up Thursday morning.
Yes.
So today is the opportunity to give God thanks. Without the turkey, without being by the table, with all the trimmings, to give him thanks for his mercy and his grace. Again, we have a few minutes, and if you have anything to share, or you have a prayer request or a praise report, we have a couple of minutes to do it. So I would like to leave everyone with a benediction. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable unto God, our Lord and Savior. Again, I would like to thank each and every one of you for taking the time and for taking this opportunity to get up this morning to get before the throne. I thank you on behalf of my pastor. Father, I come before you thanking you for each and every person representing on this line. Father, as they leave this line, but not from your presence, I pray that you cover them with your blood. I
Thank
pray
you,
that
Lord.
You have a fence of protection round about them. Lord, I pray that you order their footsteps, that any plot or any plan that the enemy have for anyone on this prayer line or anyone connected
to everyone on this planet, and I bring it to naught right now in the name of Jesus. And I say, devil, back off. I pray that you keep your protection. Cover us in your blood. Guide and protect us from all dangers seen and unseen. Lord, and I know that we will not forget to give you the honor, to give you the glory, and to praise your name. We thank you for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you for this prayer line, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for all the answered prayers, those that are mentioned and those that are not mentioned, because I know, Lord, that you are answering prayer. I thank you for the healing power that you have placed on this line. I thank you for the anointing. I thank you for giving Pastor Gregory the wisdom, the opportunity to bring this prayer line into existence.
Yes,
Father, I pray that you will continue doing what you are doing on this prayer line, and that you will increase the
Lord.
Members, that you will encourage, that people would be encouraged to come, that they would have the boldness to speak out, to give their testimony, because you have promised us that we overcome by our testimonies.
Jesus.
And I thank you this morning, Lord, for what you're doing. I lift up Pastor Gregory as he go out there to do your work and to help your people and to work for your kingdom, that you cover him in the blood, Lord. That you watch over him, that you protect him from harm and danger. Every plot that the enemy have for him today, we bring it to naught right now. And we declare that no weapon formed against him or his wife shall prosper. We declare that no weapon formed against any one of us on this prayer line under the song of my voice shall prosper. But you would walk in the covering, and that you would walk in the peace that passes all understanding. In Jesus' name I pray. And we go out praising you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name, Lord. Because you are Lord and worthy.
Hallelujah.
You are Lord and worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Jehovah,
bless your name, Lord. Come on and bless his name. Come on and give him a sacrifice of praise this morning, Lord. Oh, we thank you.
Thank you.
We praise your name, Lord.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. We bless
your
you.
Way, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way today, Lord.
You alone are no one like you.
Give us a praise in our heart. Give us thanks. Help us to be thankful to you, Lord.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
For all that you have done. Have a blessed day, everyone.
Bless everyone.
God bless.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Mother.